boys were beaten just to harden them to pain. A harsh upbringing is still called Spartan today, and as you know, it worked. At Thermopylae in 480 BC, in obedience to their law, the Spartans allowed themselves to be massacred by the Persians. Knowing how to die like that isn't easy. But knowing how to live is, perhaps, even harder. And this is what the Athenians aimed to do. They weren't looking for an easy, comfortable life, but one which had meaning. A life of which something remained after one's death. Something of benefit to those who came after. You shall see how they succeeded. Had they not lived in fear of their own slaves, the Spartans might never have become so warlike and brave. Athenians had fewer reasons to be afraid, and they didn't live under the same pressures. Things were different for them, even though, as in Sparta, the nobles who once ruled Athens imposed harsh laws, drawn up by an Athenian named Draco.